Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
It is less than 1 week until Christmas, and so I wanted to start off this show by simply saying Merry Christmas to you all. I hope you all have a fantastic Christmas with your friends and family, and that you feel the love of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And that leads me to the very scary thing that is happening in America today. Merry Christmas has become Happy Holidays. And I have to refute this idea that this is just a casual cultural shift, that we're just suddenly saying this because it's just easier or it's just a thing that happens. It's not. If you watch the show, you know that I am not a massive fan of conspiracy theories. The reason being, it's not that some of them don't come true. I think they do. It's just the unsubstantiated ones I don't like, because I just don't like things that don't have evidence. There has to be some evidence, and the more evidence there is, the more I'll believe in it. But this is not a conspiracy theory. It is the reality of a progressive left in America that is fundamentally at odds with Christianity. And there are many battles that they're fighting right now, many battles between progressives and Christians. But this is one of them. And of course, I'm talking about it right now because it's the week before Christmas. One of the biggest subcategories or groups of the progressive movement pushing this shift, of course, is the DEI movement, because a lot of this is being pushed culturally in businesses where they're saying, no, you can't talk about, can't say Merry Christmas because that's just not nice to your coworkers somehow. You got to say Happy Holidays. So listen to what this is really crazy. And they show their cards very clearly. Listen to what this DEI activist group, it's called Diversity Movement. This is what they say about saying Merry Christmas. This is from their website. They say, for many, Merry Christmas is a tried and true standard, but that traditional greeting doesn't encompass today's diverse, multicultural workforce. Instead, it's more inclusive to wish everyone happy holidays. In other words, this is exactly what they're saying. Move aside Christian language. We're done with that. That might have been tried and true for a while there, but we're going to replace it now with our DEI social Marxist language. And they're openly saying it. That's exactly what they're saying. They're saying it was good. It's outdated. Let's replace it with this one. Out with the old religion, in with the new. Of course, they wouldn't say that social Marxism is a religion. I would, of course. Diversity movement continues by calling out people who don't like replacing Christian words, like me and you. They address us directly. This is what they say about their critics. They said, critics of Happy Holidays say the secular greeting undermines their Christian heritage, but using inclusive language will never take away from our own beliefs or celebrations. Here is why I know this is a BS argument. Their argument is that by saying Happy Holidays, it is more inclusive, less offensive. If someone comes up to me in the hallway at work and says, "Hey, happy Kwanzaa," or "Hey, happy Hanukkah." It's like, okay. Oh, yeah, I'm not Jewish, you know? Would I even say that to them? No, because why? What? Why do I care? It's not, it's like, it isn't not inclusive. It's just, okay, you know, it doesn't affect me. It's not offensive. It's just nothing. I don't celebrate those holidays. And so anyone who's offended, when you go up to them and say, "Merry Christmas," they are trying to be offended. I don't even understand. Like, if someone said "Happy Hanukkah" to me, there would be no emotional response whatsoever, except maybe confusion. I'd be like, okay, people don't really say that often. I don't live in a Jewish community. Maybe if I did, I'd be a little bit more normalized to that. But how "Merry Christmas" could be remotely offensive is beyond me. I think if you polled Americans, 99% of people would be like, how is that even offensive? And even if you aren't Christian, you know that "Merry Christmas" is a positive greeting or a goodbye. So you don't have to be a Christian to understand it's a positive thing. There's no way to be offended by that. It never comes from a bad place, ever. Not once. There's no Jews out there who are like, "Oh, I'm very offended by that because I don't believe Christ is our Lord and Savior." No, they know it comes from a good place. So it's BS, and it's an excuse from DEI movements like this. Finally, this is how diversity movement ends their training to companies, and this is fascinating. They say, as you prepare for the upcoming holidays, consider how you can spread the festive spirit and feelings of belonging. In other words, that is their point of the holidays. Spread festive spirit, feeling of belonging. That is not the point of Christmas. It's not. The point of Christmas is to share and celebrate the historical event of the coming of the Messiah to save the world from its sins. That is what it is, hands down. There's some cultural things. If you want to, you know, celebrate secular Christmas, I have no problem with that personally. I think that's fine. I think a lot of the virtues of Santa Claus are fantastic. So no problems if you're secular and you're not religious. Totally good with that. But you got to understand that it comes from the fact that we're sharing the fact that the Messiah has come to the world. That's why the holiday exists and has nothing to do with a festive spirit, a feeling of belonging, though those things might be nice and comfy. Those are subcategories to what is actually important. But that idea, this idea of the Messiah coming to the world, is completely contradictory to the doctrine of Marxism. And that's why they want you to say "Happy Holidays" instead of "Merry Christmas." Well, because it's Christmas, guys, I do want to tell you a Christmas story. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and you are on a hunt to find that last Christmas decoration. And you know you have it, but you just can't remember where the heck you put it. And you realize you don't have to worry anymore because you bought Smart Labels, the sponsor of the show. With Smart Labels QR codes, you can just put a label on the storage container with your decoration, scan the QR code with the corresponding Smart Labels app, and then catalog everything you put in the container with a name, a description, and a picture. Then you just let the app know where you put the container, and voila, next year when you need that one thing again, inevitably, you can just search in the app and it will tell you the color of the label, the 4-character code on the label, and where you put it. Or if you're curious about what's in that storage bin on the high shelf or in the garage or the basement, just scan that QR code with the app and it tells you everything that's inside. It is literally Christmas organizing magic, guys. This is the holiday season. This is what you need. Whether you get these labels from yourself as a gift or you get it for others, you can go to Amazon right now and search Smart Labels. It's one word. And get ready for a huge thank you from your future self. There's so much bad news all the time, so I wanted to share some genuinely funny stuff that I saw this week. Ted Cruz went on CNBC with Democrat Amy Klobuchar, and he basically just trolled her when talking about Trump's cabinet picks. Here it is.
What about Tulsi Gabbard? I'm going to get this going. That was Andrew all along, Senator Cruz, with those really good those really good questions. If I'm going to get in, I'm talking about Hegseth or something to get you guys going. Okay. I've had enough of the.
Amy told me she's voting for all of Trump's nominees.
The last time I voted for half his nominees on the cabinet because I carefully reviewed each one and made decisions. And I just don't think you should give a president a blank slate power when in fact we are supposed to have advice and consent and have an oath that we take ourselves to protect the Constitution.
It's good to see. It is. And I like a healthy dose of accountability for our politicians. I really do. And I personally think that most of them are just crazy people. I don't even think that they're attached to reality in any way. They're frankly deranged. But In that same vein, it is important to not get too cynical at times and to recognize that poking fun on the other side without hate or malice, but just simply because it's funny, it's very healthy, and I think Ted Cruz does a good job of that. If you are wondering where my Christmas gift is to you, here it is, guys. Daily Wire Plus is 50% off, and if you use the link in the description below, you'll get that 50% off as well as you support my channel. So go check it out right now. It's the best deal that they have ever run, ever, like literally ever, so go check it out. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August is finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.